You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. It's hour four of the nation. And coming up at 5:20, we'll hit the expressway, go commercial free to the top. You got G-Bag today coming up here in 30 minutes. Time now for football's finest, Wolchuk.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game. Not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Ah, yes, we just got this in. We've got the Week 16 Saturday doubleheader. 3:30, Texans at the Chargers on NFL Network. Certainly playoff implications with that one. And then at 7 p.m. in prime time, it's the Ravens at the Green Bay Packers on Peacock only. So you've got to have the Peacock to be able to watch that game. Ravens at the Packers. That's also one where maybe the Ravens are playing for their division. Packers, who knows? I hope they lose that game in really embarrassing fashion. But I want to turn our sights to the Closed on Sundays podcast where Richard Sherman was a guest. And there are some hot takes coming out of this one. They went and talked about the beef that he had with Michael Crabtree. But specifically, they did ask him about George Pickens and the back and forth. A little bit of a long cut, but here was Sherm going back and revisiting the Pickens conversation. Is he reaching or is he preaching?
If you want to be the guy, and I think he's the guy, I think he could be the best receiver in the league. Obviously, JSN is the guy right now. Then you can't really take no plays off. Big time players don't give a damn about no bracket. They don't. Yeah. They don't. Bracket, ball coming. Double team, ball coming. Cloud, ball coming.
What you were saying is, as far as games like that, when your team needs you, you have all the intangibles to go out there and make those plays.
They want to pay you $40 million. Mm-hmm. That's what they want to do. They want to say, hey, George Pickens, the most talented receiver in the National Football League, best guy, top paid. But when the game's on the line, you lost the highest paid receiver. CeeDee Lamb goes out. CeeDee Lamb was balling in that game. He was eating. And then when he goes out, you say, okay, y'all still got to deal with George Pickens. Like, he about to go eat. Flournoy was going to get his. And some would say, oh, George is pulling all attention, so he can't get it. I'm like, when they ran that 7 pump on DJ, I said, uh-oh. I was on the field. I was standing right there on the field. DJ was chilling. And once he got that leverage, you know, when you're chilling and he hit that mm-hmm. Well, both of y'all really know. When he hit that gear mm-hmm. and you ain't in that gear, and you're like, mm-hmm. ah.
He allow mm-hmm. you to sleep. Boom. Break the other way. Now you got to get them horses running, boy.
Now you got to get them horses running. And Dak put it up. I said, uh-oh, this is it. He about to scoop it, and these boys back in the game. And the ball, when the ball landed, like, right by his foot, I was like, all right now. All right. You're playing a dangerous game now, because if we didn't have such high standards for him, then it wouldn't have mattered. We'd have just looked at it like, oh man, nobody could have made that play. Like, oh, it was a bad ball. He was double teamed. But you almost can't have it both ways. You can't say, hey, I think he's the best player in the league, and then be like, oh, he couldn't have got that. It's because he double teamed.
So there's a part of me that I do agree with Sherman in that regard. Right, like we've seen him make some unbelievable plays, including the Eagles game where he is double teamed and he goes up and gets the football. Yeah. But I think Steve Smith had a really good breakdown on this, and we've talked about, like, this isn't new if you study the tape. Like, sure, George Pickens has never been the guy that, like, I'm firing off the football to snap.
He's never a seller of the route.
No, he's not like an elite route runner by any means.
They even talked about it like he lulls you to sleep and then he runs by you kind of guy.
A week ago, that it's like, oh, how masterful Pickens is, right? Oh, he's getting the corner there to just think, oh, I'm okay. And then, boop, here he is. You know, he's getting open over the top on him here. Yeah.
Kansas City game, stuff like that.
Now it's a problem, right? So I think that Steve Smith had some interesting takes on this that we hadn't really discussed, which was some of the onus on Shoddy here. Where if you are going to consistently kind of call the same routes here for Pickens, whether it's the slant or some of these other that they're taking away with having a dropping linebacker or the double coverage, call something else for him. You know, do something else, that a coverage beater for him in that regard. So I do think from Sherm's perspective, like, I agree, and that was my frustration, where it's like, dude, we know you're good enough. The double coverage thing is not an excuse. The best corners, the best receivers, excuse me, in football are going to be doubled. Teams are going to do everything they can to take them out of the game. That's what makes you elite, is when you are that receiver that it is impossible to take you out of a football game. You are going to find a way to beat that. But I do think some of the stuff on the route running and the effort, you know, I used the word effort in the post-game show. I shouldn't have. I can't sit there and know for sure that George Pickens wasn't giving maximum effort. I was, in the moment, upset about the deep ball and the lack of go to get it. But it is possible, and when you look back at it, and Brian, I agree with you 100%. He might not have been able to track that football. He might not have seen that football.
I don't think he saw the ball. Because,
and you could be so right.
Yeah, because you watch the way that he runs the route, and he sells the outside with the nod. So he's trying to, his eyes, his head, everything goes to the left, which gets the corner widened. So what happens when the corner gets wide? What does he do? He goes inside.
Yeah.
Well, now Maddox is on his horse. Maddox is trying to get over there because he sees his corner in trouble, and he knows the ball's about to go vertically to George Pickens. And so what happens is you see Pickens takes a glance at Maddox to where he is. He's not focused on where the ball is. George is one of the best in the league. We've talked about this with him. We've seen it with our own eyes. He'll tell you how he bodies up guys to go get the ball.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think he saw that ball, because I think the glance he shot at Maddox took him away from finding that football.
I think he was waiting for Maddox to clear before he made his move back to the ball. Like, he likes to wait for the last second, and maybe it was just a miscalculation by Pickens on when Maddox was going to clear, or maybe Maddox, you know, slowed down a little bit to make sure he took away that comeback to the ball. 469 says Dak has to still throw it to him. Dak wouldn't even look his way on a lot of plays after 88 went out, and that's what I was going to say. Number one, about what Richard Sherman said, is maybe he's thinking wide receivers are getting doubled and still getting the football with different quarterbacks, but that's never been Dak. Dak's not, I'm going to throw into double coverage guy. He's
make the right play.
I'm going to go to where the defense is allowing me the highest probability to make a completion. So that's kind of number one. Number two is Lamb with 121, Flannoy 115, Ferguson with 58 yards. They had 376 yards passing as a team, or yards receiving as a team. Like, George Pickens was the ultimate decoy in that game, and that combined with the Dak Prescott thing, like, and then, you know, you started your take number three with Richard Sherman. You started it with, if you want to be the guy, full stop there. He already is the guy. He already is. Oh, if you want to be one of the best receivers in the game, he already is. So whatever else Richard Sherman says after that is null and void to me.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely digging in on his take there. And that's why it's annoying me, like this national perspective narrative that I don't think is necessarily accurate on George Pickens, but people are just going to run with this. And it's probably something he's going to have to live with his entire career, which is very, very unfortunate. And he has not, he doesn't deserve that. And I'm going to try and do everything we can on our platform to save him from that.
Absolutely. I think the great thing about George Pickens is he genuinely does not care. Like, that's what real alpha confidence looks like.
Well, he does, because then he goes and claps back on Instagram. I do think that there is a part of him that does care a little bit. And I don't, he might not care if we do it. I think he cares if, like, a former NFL player like Richard Sherman does it.
That's a good point.
Bobby Belt texts me, and it texts all of us. He says, the problem is that Pickens' past is why it's a question. He'll always have to deal with that after bad games because of his past.
Yeah. And Bobby's 100% right. It's everything that happened in Pittsburgh. And it's the first time that we've seen him really have a game that, you know, didn't live up to the expectations that he set as a Dallas Cowboy, where he's just going out there and it seems like, holy moly, like this dude might be the best receiver in all of the league right now, other than like a JSN or somebody. He's emerged as that kind of guy. And when you don't see it, it causes you to pause. And you know, there definitely were times where it does look, you know, when it comes to blocking and if he's not going to get the ball, I get it. But that's what comes with George Pickens and his ability to open up for other people in that football game, I also think was understated. And I agree with what you pointed out there, Gavin.
I just kind of feel like, though, that if you're a national media member, you need to know about this football team. You need to study the Dallas Cowboys because you're going to be asked to talk about it on a very high level on most days. And sometimes you throw an opinion out there, oh, he's not hustling. He's not. Seriously, if you just watched him play, if you sat down and watched one game a week as a national media member and just watched the Cowboys game on the All 22, your ability to talk about them improves so much. So much. And that's what I worry about with some of these, the national media, in a lot of ways. Like, I feel at times uncomfortable talking about other teams because I don't always see other teams.
Right.
But I could talk about this team all day, or the team we're breaking down. The Vikings.
Yeah. You're taking the time to go back and watch them.
You got to go back and watch them. Yeah.
Your dead ball's on right. And one of the problems with the national media platform now is that so many fans with the internet have the access to the All 22. They have constant access to what Brian Broaddus is saying, and the beat writers are saying. So the average fan back in the day didn't know much about their own team.
Didn't know much better. Right. Yeah. That's the thing. Mike Lombardi and I talked about this when he was working at the NFL Network. He was saying it's amazing how these former players don't prep for this job. You know, they just, because they're a former player, they come in, they sit down, and they start talking about former player days. Yeah. You know, to be really good at this, and this is what I'm proud about you, Dawson. As much as we talk about the draft, and we have the last several years, you're buying in.
Yeah.
You're saying, okay, wait, to talk about this, let me buy in. You know, you got to go if you really – the whole thing, I never had a problem with anybody having an opinion about this thing if they studied it. You know, if you had an opinion about college players and you studied them, I'm all in. I'm all in for you. I mean, you know, we'll have a discussion.
Yeah.
But I think the national media, and they get these platforms and they create problems for viewers because every viewer now thinks, oh, well, hey, that's former player guy, and – Richard Sherman's telling me that this guy's been great for you all year. Has he shown up at meetings? Has he shown up? No, he hasn't been perfect. But when you ask him to play on Sunday, when you ask him to play on Thursday or Monday night, he goes out and plays at a very, very high level. I think they're taking some unfortunate. There are people tweeting at me before I got hacked that the Pittsburgh fans are tweeting at me, oh, see, I told you.
Yeah,
you've been waiting 14 damn weeks to send this to me.
It took you this long for him to have the one game.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Like I said, I think he's bouncing back against Minnesota, and he's going to be really, really good. 877-881-1053. I asked you, what's the Cowboys' nightmare scenario the rest of the season? And there was a lot of Dak texts that came in, of course. And I would say Bleacher Report had this. They said that the Cowboys do anything less than go 4-0. They've got to go 4-0. If they don't and they miss the playoffs, that's their nightmare. I don't agree. I would say that it's in. Gosh, even saying this, I don't like that it's gonna. I'm gonna say it, but it would be an injury to your quarterback that bleeds into next year.
Okay,
you know, I think that's the nightmare scenario.
I don't disagree with you at all.
That's gonna really. It not only impacts this year. Now it's impacting your future as well.
Yes, and I would say to that point, if they do become mathematically eliminated, the only way you would play Dak Prescott in that situation, if he was still in the MVP conversation, and he wouldn't be.
Yeah.
So I want to see Joe Milton if and when they do become mathematically eliminated, because you can't have 2026 being impacted.
No, you don't want anything to bleed into next year.
At this point, a significant injury is taking away training camp, at least.
Sure. And I mean, that really goes for, I mean, your any key player, whether it's your offense. I mean, anything that's going to have a setback for next season, that's a nightmare scenario, in my opinion. Can Phillip Rivers play for the Colts against Seattle on Sunday? Well, here was Phillip Rivers at the podium. Can't believe it. He's back in the NFL. Take it away, Phil.
Phil Rivers.
We got Phil.
Yeah. He had a Freddie D invasion there.
I've had 10 kids. I'm so excited about being back.
Me. I'm sorry. Gosh dang it, Jacob.
I was trying to do my Phil Rivers there.
You were batting 1,000.
I got to know.
It's okay.
They've been very supportive. You know, I think my younger children are most excited. I shouldn't say most excited. They're excited because they don't remember Dad playing. You know, my six-year-old actually asked me like 4 months ago, like, Dad, why don't you play anymore? And I'm like, hon, I'm sorry. Best you're going to get is me coaching on the sideline, you know, because they were seeing, you know, highlight or they're pulling up some, you know, old games. My boys are fired up, obviously, but I think share the same sentiment. A little nervous, like, Dad, you think you can do it, you know? And then my older girls are real excited because they're a little bit confused. They're like, shoot, I was 12. You know, some of them, you know, now all of a sudden they're grown adults, married, and they remember 16 years old going to the ball game. So it's been a whirlwind of 48 hours, I'll say.
Man, it must have been a trip to him when he actually got the call and they were actually interested in him doing it, how exciting that must be. But I think what we found out about yesterday, that he's been talking with Shane Steichen, their high school that he coaches runs the same offense. Like, there's not a lot to learn. And if he's been watching the Colts, which it sounds like he is in correspondence, I think you throw Rivers out there.
Yeah, the quote was he told Shane Steichen, "Dadgummit, let's go." but if he can play this week, it's all about the practice. I mean, it's the usual thing you hear. How does he look in practice? And then they'll go through the week and then decide. He is going to wear his number 17, even though Daniel Jones wears that number. So I guess because Daniel Jones is on IR, they're able to double up. So Rivers is going to rock the 17, even though that was DJ's number for him this year.
Pretty gonna have nuts. To repurpose that that Jones jersey. Probably get the name off. Maybe make it a hyphenated name, Jones Rivers.
I don't know. Part of that Week 15 buzz from Fowler was Minnesota. Could Minnesota look to bring back Daniel Jones, or maybe this just lowers his price tag for Indianapolis in the offseason?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you were a Colts fan, would you just go out and make a $250 purchase and get a Rivers 17 Colts?
You cross out, you tape out.
No. Just Jones. No. Just go get one. Go get a real.
Probably pretty
wear
cool.
It to the game.
Yeah.
Probably not with the holidays coming up, but if I had extra money, was single. Didn't have two kids.
Just support them.
Wanting iPads.
It's pretty wild, man, that he's back.
Electric scooters.
It really is. It's nuts. Geno, by the way, dealing with a shoulder injury for the Raiders as they're taking on the Eagles, need Vegas' help. That's going to put Kenny Pickett in line to start against the Eagles, the team in which he played with last year. So all eyes on what's going to happen with the Eagles here from a Cowboys standpoint. But they won't have Geno. Maybe that's an upgrade, although I don't think it's all Geno's fault there. But there you have it. There's your finest for today.
Okay, I'm going to come back and we'll get the expressway started. We'll go commercial free to the top. A nightmare Ranger scenario possibly developing. And how about a Cowboys draft nightmare scenario as well? We'll get you both those things and come back with you here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got the G-Bag today coming up for you here in a little bit. We got Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News, coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll hit the expressway right here, taking commercial free to the top. It's brought to you by the on-time experts. Lucius is out today, so we'll make some LA Live happen coming up after the G-Bag of the Day with you. Going to be looking for your participation on the following topic. Christmas present you desperately wanted as a kid that turned out to be a bust. Wasn't all that good. You saw the commercials. Maybe you were thumbing through that Sears catalog or that Toys R Us flyer. Like, oh my gosh, I need this. You wanted it, and you got it. It was no good. So at 877-881-1053, we'll get into that coming up after the G-Bag of the Day if you want to start texting in now. Got a Cowboys draft scenario nightmare for you. You said worst case scenario, and you nailed it, Wolchuk. Like career or season-ending injuries that threaten next year for any of the key Cowboys is definitely number one. But outside of that, here it is for me. You actually make the playoffs but lose in the wild card round.
Okay.
And or the divisional round. And the Packers make the playoffs and lose in the divisional wild card round. So your draft picks are sitting between like 22 and 30.
Yeah.
You don't get a top pick. Listening to Broadus talk about the draft earlier, you thought between 16 and 17 players might have a first round grade.
I think that right now I'm sitting at 13, and that's without doing quarterbacks.
Okay.
So there's I'm kind of feeling like there's some guys, there's a couple positions I haven't looked at. I'm going to guess my number is between 8. I'm going to say between 18 and 20 is what okay. I'm going to guess my number is going to be.
So in this scenario, you're on the outside looking in of the first round graded players. Technically, your picks are still in the first round. But when I'm looking at this draft so far, and I'm about a dozen players in, I think there is a massive opportunity 5 to 15. Like, I don't like any of the non-quarterbacks as like top five picks that I've watched so far. Maybe that changes when they get through the combine. I could study them a little bit closer and everything. But I really think the strength of the first round is in that pocket of 10 players from 5 to 15. So taking if you agree with that and taking what Broda said, you're getting two second round players with your first round picks. Are you looking to trade up? Are you looking to trade back? Are you taking those players in the 20s and thinking, well, I guess we're not getting any guaranteed like round one insta fixes to our roster at that point?
Yeah, I mean, it might be if you really want an impact player, then the move is you take your two ones and you go up and you get that player, which I wouldn't be upset about. I've kind of envisioned this as like you're probably going to be in the middle of the first round. I think there'll be a linebacker there or an edge, maybe even a corner that you're probably going to like. And then I'd like to kind of find a way to move back with that second pick to pick up a day two pick.
Yeah, because right now you're not picking again until the fourth round,
no.
Right?
No. And that would be similar to what they did with the Lions trade. They moved from Guyton. They moved down. They take Guyton, and they picked up an extra three, which they used for Cooper Beebe. So maybe there's a team that would offer you a little bit more, even if you could, to try and make the points match up there. But that's kind of how I've looked at this thing. But you're right. If you end up being in the 20s, man, in that case, I might be looking at this and saying, like, yeah, go up and go get you. If you love one of these guys, can you get up there and go get, you know, Downs or name the player? You know, if it's McCoy, the corner from Tennessee, or, you know, maybe it's an Arvell Reese if somehow he slides past the top four picks or something like that.
Yeah, you know, there's just a huge opportunity in those top 15 or 18 picks or whatever to get a player that's going to fix something big. And here's what I was going to say. Dak Prescott's age plays here. If Dak Prescott is 22 years old and, you know, this season is ending horribly, you're like, that's fine. We'll take our two picks in the 20s because we have so many holes and we got everything in the future. But I don't know if you can assume anything to be true. So I would be making the case internally like 2026 is our biggest, we must go for it now year that we've had. The end came so quickly for Tony Romo that you never really had the opportunity to give one last push in. It was just all of a sudden he was injured again, and Dak Prescott was emerging, and you know that brought in on its own challenges and opportunities. But you know, looking back at the history of who the Cowboys have taken in the first round, like once you get into the 20s, it's Tyler Guyton, Mozzie Smith, Tyler Smith at 24, although you had to wait for his second year for him to get good, and same thing with Guyton. You go to Taco Charlton at 28. Byron Jones, you had to wait like 4 years for him to get good. Travis Frederick in 2013 at 31. That was their best late first round pick of the last 15 years, other than Dez Bryant, who in 2010 slipped all the way to you at 24 because I guess he had a lunch with Deion Sanders. But before that, you know, Anthony Spencer, Felix Jones, Mike Jenkins, you know, nice players, but not like the kind of disruptors or game changers that I feel like you need to make this strong push in 2026. How would you handle it, Brian?
I'll tell you what, and I'm looking right now because I said I had 13, I have 14 names, and what I did was I ranked them my first round guys. Okay. Is what I did. I put them in order. So this is the guys I've seen for, and this will tell you maybe if you want to go up or you want to. Me personally, I'm kind of leaning in the mode of maybe taking my pick and then taking that second, that Green Bay pick, and hoping that somebody will want, and maybe I could pick up some day two stuff.
Okay, so we're on the same page there.
That's kind of what I'm looking at right now. But right now I put Reese from Ohio State, Downs Ohio State, McCoy Tennessee, the corner. I really like Tyson, the wide receiver from Arizona State. That's my number four guy.
Not fast enough for me.
Love the guy, the running back from Notre Dame. Bain, the edge from Miami. Finneau, the tackle from Utah. Delane from LSU, the corner. Bailey, the rush in from Tech. Our Miami tackle at number 10, Mauagoa. Mauagoa.
I'm going to figure this out.
We'll figure that one out. I really like Lemon from USC at 11.
Woods, what position is he?
Wide receiver.
Okay.
Woods, the defensive tackle. He's a three technique from Clemson. Sassis, who's a corner from South Carolina, and then Terrell, my corner from Clemson. Those are the 14 guys I have in the first round right now.
And Jermaine McCoy's your third-ranked player, the corner from Tennessee?
Of these guys, yeah.
Did you not have Carnell Tate listed?
No, I did not have him as a first-round player.
Yeah. Wow. I saw a mock draft with him in the top five.
That's high.
I don't think he's got any yak ability. Like, wherever he catches it, he's going to be brought down.
Yeah, he's a speed guy that stretches the field, but you don't see a lot of yak from him.
Yeah. So that means that guys like, okay, if I had to say, now let's, you know, hit the next one, I think Styles, Ohio State, would probably be like 15. is where I would be there. You could start to talk about Tate. You could talk about Boston from Washington as a wide receiver. Sadiq, I know, is a tight end from Oregon. Is a guy that Proctor is a guy, Alabama.
Well, you'd have to be a hell of a demon at tight end to be taken now at this point, although I'm kind of open-minded to it.
No, I'm just saying the names. Like Styles, C.J. Allen, I think that Howell from A&M would be up in there. Hood is another corner from Tennessee. It's to be honest with you, it's kind of shaping up right now that there's better defensive players on my board than there are offensive players. I guess
is
the way
good.
Way I'm looking at it right now.
So yeah, you know, I think if they make the playoffs, they're going to be very dangerous, and who knows? I mean, I'll definitely take playoffs over tanking, but if they suddenly lose to the Chargers and you're heading for 10 or 11 losses, I think there's
or
10 losses.
I hate to say this, Cowboy fans, but if they lose this week to Minnesota, hope you lose all the remaining games if that's the case, and just get the best player you can.
Absolutely. Okay, speaking of player movement.
I know they won't do it, but I would consider it.
We'll get to the G-bag of the day here in a few minutes, but Lucius is out today, so we'll do just a little bit more sports here. The Rangers have had conversations with the Red Sox about trading Corey Seager. Evan Grant's report today says the Yankees and the Braves are interested as well, but there is no momentum on the deal. He currently has 6 years and $180 million left on his contract. And Evan Grant's, you know, thought in there was, as he's coming up on 31, 32 years old, if they don't move him now, he's going to become an aging and declining player on their payroll, and you won't be able to trade him if you don't do it now. I just hope that if they do it, it's going to be a move that sets them up incredibly well, not just a swap for another older guy making similar money. Like this Corey Seager opportunity, I mean, considering what he did for this team and how good he still is, It can't just be one of those. But I definitely agree with the idea that if he's already on decline and you have 6 years of contract left, I think these could be the kind of moves that you want, that sort of shrewd, no-nonsense approach that Chris Young gives you.
Yeah, and I talked to my buddy who's a general manager in the league, and he kind of got back to me, and he said, I asked him about what goes on in these meetings and the talks and stuff. He says teams like to go big game fishing this time of year. They throw things in the water and hope to hook something enormous, something they could always brag about. Most people come home with just stories.
Sure. I think that this is Boston wants Corey Seager. I think they've put this out there. I don't think the Rangers have any desire to trade Corey, but if a team like Boston or another squad gives them an elite type of offer that they can't say no, then you can never say never.
That's what my buddy said. He says, I won't name the player. He goes, we've got 12 teams on a deal with us about one of these particular players. All it takes is one ridiculous offer to get us to pay attention. Same with the Rangers, although even more unlikely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So you blow them away with an offer for Corey Seager. I mean, Seager, two-time champ, clutch as hell. You know, I think they're talking to the right teams, especially Atlanta with the job they've done drafting and developing. They got to have the kind of prospects in their system that could suddenly make you flush in that department. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Jacob Ray has a Wednesday evening edition, the G-Bag of the Day.
Hey now, G-Bag of the Day time. We do it every day right here on The Fan at this time, 5:30. Get a rocking and roll with the champ here. This is Zach Wolchuk. After he walked off the set, came back feeling pretty goofy.
Buffalo's got some sex appeal, don't they?
No, they miss tackles at the highest rate in football.
You're telling me Drake May, possible MVP, that guy's not sexy to you?
No,
he's sexy to you.
He's got it going.
You don't think Pat Sertan is sexy?
What got into you, Wolchuk?
I don't know. I just had a little. I like it. I just took some more espresso.
The espresso. Okay. That would make sense.
The machine is doing it for me, guys. I am
playoff
giddy.
Football. You know, it just brings it out of my guy.
And the Eagles are about to get their bums licked or kicked tonight.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
Some elite is it work. Really the espresso machine that good?
I loved it, man. I was I felt like I was really in my fast my elite. I had my fastball working from 3 to 5. Now it's not so much. I need to re-up.
Are they distributing like shots of espresso?
Yeah, espresso shots. You can get singles, doubles, or triples. Do I go with the triple macchiato? Yeah, I do.
In our machine out there?
Yeah. Here's the key. Go light roast because everyone here gets the dark roast.
Yeah.
Get the light roast.
The light roast has more power.
It's going to zoom, yeah.
Yeah, it's non-intuitive there. But Lucius told me about the Americano the first day.
Yeah.
So I've just been hitting that button.
Okay.
I didn't know there was other treasures to be found. It might be the best coffee machine I've ever seen. It's got to be like a $5,000-$10,000 coffee machine.
It's delicious.
I'll tell you what, though, that the hot chocolate with the water is way overrated.
Really?
That might be the worst hot chocolate.
What was wrong with it? Not enough chocolate? Too much chocolate?
Yeah, it was like drinking water with the
soupy.
It's way. I mean, and then you go with the milk, and I think I burned the roof of my mouth.
Francis Maui Goa, by the way.
Maui Goa.
Maui Goa.
That's what I think I was saying.
Maui Goa. I don't know what we were saying.
We were. Maui Goa.
I didn't know what it was. Maui Goa.
Is that what someone correcting us?
No, I just looked it up.
Oh, thanks.
Well, Wolchuk is the champ one time, looking for two in pursuit of five in G-Bag Nation Immortality. Here's Jacob with the challengers.
Speaking of licks, our boy Fernando Mendoza took quite the lick from the defensive end Curry in the Ohio State game, and he hopped on Pat McAfee's show and gave a nice description of said lick.
It was a clean hit. Curry's a great player. I'm all for playing football, playing rough and dirty. Like, here we go. Let's get the pads going. Like, I know the NFL is going more towards the offensive game. However, as a quarterback and as a competitor, I'm all for competing, and that was a great shot, great hit. He cracked me. Bad. Like, no pause. And it was tough. At that point, I didn't even see him, and all of a sudden, it's like I got hit by a freight train with no brakes. I'm on the floor. I'm like, damn, did I break a rib or something? And then I just realized my air just had gotten knocked out. My chest is in pain a little bit, but I was always going to go back in the game. It was great to see Alberto in there for a play, doing his thing, operating the huddle. But no matter what, I would literally need to be dead, like Jeff Brom to pull me off.
Hell yeah, a real-life football player.
Yeah, real life.
Happens to be a quarterback, great energy.
Yeah.
You know, not one of these QB robots, such a nerd. He got great personality. Whoever gets him, I think, right out of the gates, you're going to get a good player from Mendoza. Don't know who it's going to be, but I'm pretty dang convinced at this point in the evaluations he's the first pick in the draft.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that he's definitely trending in that direction, and, man, he got cracked, huh?
Yeah, I got cracked.
Happens to the worst of them. Yeah, definitely not me. Okay, Jacob, who's next?
Shout out to Wolchuk for sending me this one. The Mets have been making some moves. I don't know what this was in reaction to. I think it was Pete Alonso.
Pete Alonso signing with the Orioles.
They also shipped off their really good closer yesterday. You guys know who Frank the Tank is, the Mets fan?
Yeah, he's on Barstool.
Yeah, yeah. Here's
lost
him.
A ton of weight. It's like an extra human's come off his body.
Yeah. Here's him reacting to the recent Mets moves.
There you have it. There you have it. Worse than Will Pond. Worse than Will Pond. Worse than Will Pond. This team will be uncompetitive next year. No cares, and they'll just pump the Queens crew in your face 24/7. It's all about the Queens crew. All about the Queens crew. These clowns dancing to Pink Pony Club. That's all they care about. That's all they care about. They're gonna get nothing. Nothing. David Starrs is shopping in the dumpster. He's getting dumpster diving worse than any robot ever did. And Juan Soto, you can bet he regrets it. Do you blame him? The Mets are pound show. A pound show. Turn in 3:30 for the podcast.
Turn in 3:30 for the podcast.
Good tease there, Frank.
Good job, Frankie.
Oh, man, it's crazy how much they care about baseball. It's like, guys, so relax. It's not football.
It's not football.
It's just baseball. Midsummer cure for insomnia.
Come on.
It's not really that interesting until you get to the playoffs. Anyway, but that's East Coast sports fan for you.
But we enjoy going out there.
Man, what's the hiring process like for Barstool here as they're looking for their guys? We want the insane social media influencer.
Yes, they want the social media. Yeah.
Might have ridden the short bus as a kid.
Well,
I mean, I'm just wondering, what's the criteria here?
I don't know about that.
Might be looking for a job at some point. Didn't you get those vibes from Frank the Tank?
Frank,
he's a legend, though, out there for Barstool. He's a legend.
Big league.
Seriously, he's like a 500-pound guy that's down to like 200 pounds.
Okay.
Like, he's walked every day for the last 3 years.
Yep.
Like, it's crazy how much weight he's lost and all that. But he is a very, like, he is so locked in every night he's locked in.
And the Dolphins, I think, weirdly.
All righty. Any other challengers, Jacob?
I got one more. I got an Eagles fan on site at the Chargers game crashing out, saying he's got to move back in with his mother.
Oh, no.
After this loss, check it out.
Oh, Tino, what's going on?
We just lost
to one-arm Justin Herbert. We lost to a team that's never won a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts was looking like Dak Prescott out there. Ooh. Four interceptions. I've never seen him like that in my entire life. And we have a game-winning drive to win the game. I mean, we got 10 yards. And he throws the luckiest pick off two defenders. They catch it, and the Chargers get their luckiest win of the season. I mean, we just lost to Madison Beer's boyfriend. Dude, that's three in a row. That is three games in a row. We have now lost. What do you think? What's going on? What's going on is our team's falling apart. I mean, I just spent like $2,000 on these tickets just to watch my team lose. All that money just to watch my team lose. Do you understand that? And they're still talking. This is their Super Bowl. This is the Chargers Super Bowl. Dude, I can't. I can't do this anymore, bro. Like, we just lost to the Chargers. I have no voice. I just spent all my money. Like, I'm going to have to move back in with my mom. Because we lost to the Chargers.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that much of a surprise. You know, point and a half underdog, but that's eagle denial, and that's pure Cowboys glory.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is you will, you know, at the very least get to enjoy some Eagles tears from this point forward, if in fact Cowboys glory is not on the cards for you. It's time to vote for the G-bag of the day. Is it our one-time champ, Zach Wolchuk? Is it Fernando Mendoza describing Curry hitting him there on the Pat McAfee show? Is it the Mets making moves with Frank the Tank's reactions? Yeah, I didn't know. I don't think I've ever dove into Barstool's content
He's very famous.
Just bringing up their homepage.
Yeah, he's the world's most famous Mets fan is what he calls himself.
Okay, then you got Eagles fan at the Chargers game. He's got to move back in with his mom. These are great nominees there. Could see either one of them winning. I'm gonna go with our champ Wolchuk though. How about you, Brian? Or how about you, Wolchuk?
I'm gonna go with Zach. I'll vote. Yeah, Zach.
Jacob.
Yeah, Zach.
All right, Wolchuk.
I'll take the Eagles meltdown. The kid's a bitch.
By a score of 3-1, and still your G bag of the day champion. It's Zach Wolchuk.
Woohoo! Yay!
If you ever miss the champ, you can tune in at every day at 2:20. And Lucius replays the champ for you right before we get to Wolchuk's top 10.
He's looking for an espresso sponsor right now if you want to call in.
I'd love to get an espresso sponsor.
Yeah.
He needs one.
Yeah. I need the espresso machine sponsor.
Yeah. Do you want me to grab you some at the next break? We can espresso with each other?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll get you a little espresso.
Yeah, feeling a few ounces short. Okay, let's stay
feel sexy?
In the pimp cup here. It's time for LA Live.
All right, you squares.
Oh, boy.
Fire up this Falcon.
Nobody's Super Bowl beating the Eagles. That kid stinks.
I can move back in with my mom.
My mommy. $2,000 on tickets, dude.
Yes, sir. LA Live for a Wednesday, a butt-naked Wednesday.
Oh,
yes.
Butt-naked thunder.
I, too, was born underwater with $3 and 6 dimes.
Yes.
And salute to the
Erica Badu.
Jacob Ray in for Lucius Alexander today. Getting some great text message interaction so far at 877-881-1053. If you would like to name the toy you wanted as a kid so bad, and then you got it, and it was a bust. It was bunk. It was all marketing glory. They'd make things look good on those Saturday morning cartoons, wouldn't they? Or your after-school cartoons.
Hell yeah.
You'd be convinced. And back in the day, we didn't get toys all the time. I don't know about how things went in your Silver Spoon household, Brian. But
oh, yeah, we had a lot of toys.
After my birthday in middle of February every year, if I wanted something, the parents would say, wait till Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you have a birthday right around Christmas, and then they give you the, hey, this is your birthday and Christmas present.
Oh,
how about that for a nightmare?
That's a double whammy.
As a kid, yeah.
At 877-881-1053. For me, I still remember the day I wanted this super bad in third grade. Hungry Hippo.
That's a disaster of a game.
Maybe the worst game.
Yeah.
After you play it a couple of times, you realize it's pretty much just hitting a button and hoping to get lucky.
Yeah.
And the marbles wouldn't stay in the hippopotamus' mouth good enough.
They'd fumble. They'd be all over the place.
I think I played it twice, and then a friend would come over and say, I want to play Hungry Hippo, and I'd say, you really don't, but we'll do it anyway.
You really don't, but let's play.
Number two was a skateboard.
I didn't have a good one.
Man, they made it look so awesome.
But the trucks were bad. My trucks were bad. Everybody
had good trucks.
Everybody had good trucks except me.
So I went and like researched it and went to the skate shop and like had the customized board and everything. I just didn't have the feet for it.
Yeah.
You know, the coordination, they made it look so sick on the videos that you could get, the VHS tapes you could get, on the Thrasher magazine and Trans World magazine, and you're like, oh, okay, this is perfect.
Yeah.
But I think I nearly killed myself at least twice in the ensuing month. Months and then hung it up and never went back to it. So any toys that you guys would throw into this mix? Were toys still a thing when you were a kid,
toys.
Or was it all screens? Wolchuk?
No, they, like a Game Boy definitely came out when I was in third grade, and that was kind of the start of like, okay, now it's the screens. But prior to that, I mean, I was playing with like G.I. Joes and the race cars and Hot Wheels. I loved the Hot Wheels Legos. I mean, I got like one of those I was running around my living room. I had a hockey puck and like one of those indoor. Geez, what's it called? Nets.
Goals?
Yeah, okay, and net. I'm like goals. Yeah, yeah. Whatever it is. Where's the espresso?
What's it called?
And I'm scoring goals. Like I'm Mike Modano over there. You know. Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I did ask for. I loved Harry Potter as a kid. I asked for the Monopoly themed Harry Potter, only to find out that really there's nothing special about this. It's Monopoly. And I thought that was a huge waste of an ask. Why did I do that to myself?
So it was like a Harry Potter themed Monopoly?
Yeah, that's all it is. Like all those Monopolies that are themed. Like they've got Star Wars, you name it. Lord of the Rings. It's still Monopoly.
Yeah.
It's just now themed for that game, but it's the same damn game.
You burned a gift on Monopoly,
basically.
Yeah,
it was so silly. And Monopoly stinks. Who's ever finished a game of Monopoly?
I'm just telling you right now, the best way to play Monopoly is hand out all the cards and give out all the money, then start the game.
Yeah.
Just give everybody.
It wasn't fun.
Save yourself about 4 hours.
I'm telling you what, the Red Cross drops supplies to you while you're playing the game.
So you take them out like cards?
Yeah, no, just give everybody, like, okay, just deal them up, just shuffle them up, give everybody, you get Tennessee, you get Vermont, you get Boardwalk, you know, and just kind of a random thing. And then let everybody play from there. And just move around the board, and you get bankrupt earlier. And that game, who made a game that takes 4 hours to play?
Yeah, it's way too long.
What a ridiculous game.
Way too long. Yeah.
I don't think we ever finished one, but it was almost always like pre-video game sleepovers, like you're 10 or 11 years old, staying up all night to play. No. That was the only way you could get close.
You're dying to go to sleep, but you're still playing the game at 4:28 in the morning. And you get the people that are totally into it. Where I was like, I'm like, please, I have nothing left.
So what was it back in the 70s that you wanted that wasn't any good?
Okay, the G.I. Joe stuff, I could go back. G.I. Joe had a Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a Jeep, but G.I. Joe didn't fit in the Jeep very well.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So he was kind of hanging out of the Jeep, you know, and he was like, and I was mad at it because it had like the Jeep pulled like a cannon along with it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
But you couldn't get all the G.I. Joes in the Jeep.
Yeah.
And that was I was like, what a waste of money. Like, you know, and then the G.I. Joe, then he became like G.I. Joe could talk. You know,
the pole one. Yeah.
It's like, go, Joe. You know, it was like something like that. And that was, but the game that I got that I wanted so badly that was end up being like, I could never figure it out. Did you ever get slot car racing? Game of slot cars where
on the track and hit the button and it goes. They'd always fly off the track in the first turn.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. It was disaster right off because you had to like kind of feather it a little
bit.
It didn't feather it. It was going to fly off the track.
Yeah.
I spent more time chasing the cars.
Yep.
I'm like, why?
Yep.
Why am I doing that? I thought it was going to be the coolest game in the world. Like, oh, look at it go. Oh, look. Yeah, we're going to have real racing and all that. We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
You spent more time going and picking up the cars off the track.
Because the trigger didn't like let the electricity in gradually. It was all or nothing.
You were like all gas, no brake.
Yeah.
And then off the track and you had to stop the game like, oh, no, stop. And then if you didn't stop, you knocked the other guy's car off. You know, so you peach in the race.
Absolutely, man. Those things looked amazing on the commercials.
They made it look like it was the greatest game ever, but it just turned into like constantly stopping the action because of the car situation. They couldn't get him to stay.
Yeah, it is a lot better for kids these days to just get different games on the screens. Like when video games took over, I was like, oh my goodness, this is the best thing ever. And it kind of sucks, but at the same time, it's glorious. 469 Easy Bake Oven. Those things are a bummer. That must be one of our female Tolos, or maybe one of our culinary Tolos. I bet Brian wanted an Easy Bake Oven.
I tell you what, man. I think the Easy Bake Oven actually cooked with a light bulb.
Yeah.
Like they got the heat from the light bulb. Like that's what made it cook.
They actually cooked?
Oh, they actually cooked. Yeah, you can make small cakes.
I'll tell you in a couple of weeks, actually. We got one for Remy. I'm hoping she doesn't burn the house down. Tolo Owen says guitar, never could learn.
Yeah,
that
would be a cool gift.
Musical instruments would be tough.
That takes a serious talent and dedication.
Yeah, and then like, oh, we got your lessons to go along with it, and you went like twice, and you're like
Furbies.
The 785 says a My Buddy doll. They made that thing look cool.
Yeah, the My Buddy dolls, the Furbies were in the Tickle Me Elmos really big when I was a kid. I was like, what's the point of this?
In that Black Friday event one time on TV, they showed people fighting for those Tickle Me Elmo things.
It's a laughing doll.
Throwing down the Cabbage Patch doll, throwing down
crazy,
in the middle of a
man.
Store.
Yep. 940, any kind of Nerf gun always felt like in the commercials they made it seem like those styrofoam bullets would really fly and then you would get it. And those things
game,
were just not that great. I felt like that was amazing.
I love the Nerf guns.
The Nerf guns flew enough for me.
And the Super Soakers.
Yeah, Super Soakers. I mean, as long as you had good eye protection with those Nerf guns, you know, you're playing indoors. Maybe if you're playing outside, the distance travel would be too far. But we're pretty much in close quarters combat there with those Nerf guns.
Magic 8 ball, great for about 2 minutes. Yeah, those were
terrible. Oh, that's the thing you shake and then it says your future on it?
Yeah.
Is that the thing and it turns it over?
Answer questions
for
you.
Like, you're going to get beat up, you know?
I do think those are kind of cool as a little kid.
Ask again later.
Ask again later.
817, similar. 59 years old, but I wanted a racetrack.
Yeah.
Santa brought it to me, but either mom or dad accidentally stepped on one of the tracks.
And cracked it.
And it never worked right. They were very fragile as well.
Yeah, they were very... very fragile. Hey, did you ever have Etch-a-Sketch? I think I said that right.
Yeah.
That was
just got one.
That thing was kind of a.
You got to have artistic talent.
That's a snoozer
time.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're somebody that has no talent, that is such a snoozer game to play.
Yeah, you're just like writing your name,
and it doesn't even look right.
No, it doesn't even look right.
214 says the electric vibrating football game.
No, electric football. It takes forever to play.
It was fun,
but man, you could set it up. I had the Raiders. Man, that guy named Marv Hubbard, number 35, he'd take the ball, he'd break outside, and he'd break back inside. His stand was better than everybody else's stand. So when I would play my buddies, I knew, like, give the ball to Marv Hubbard, the Raider back, and he would definitely make some big gains.
This.
Yeah.
The 469 suggests the Fushigi ball. I never heard of that.
I never heard of that one either.
Fushigi ball? Mm-mm. Maybe that's a reference that I shouldn't say again. Okay.
No, they're real.
And 469 also says who's ever in the Pimp Cup needs to say butt naked Wednesdays. But please, naked Wednesday. General, in honor of LA's flood problem. Yeah, LA's home flooded. Maybe a plumbing issue.
Yeah.
Something like that. A broken pipe in the cold weather. Not sure what it was. I think for us, it was just the sink got a leak. Mm. And before it emerged from the cabinets, it had already gotten under our floor. And it was just an absolute nightmare. So hopefully Lucius is doing better.
Bobbits were badass.
Bobbits were cool.
I love the Bobbit.
Yeah, that'll keep you entertained. Yes.
You guys ever had lawn darts? That thing?
Yes.
That's a dangerous damn game.
Was it?
That's a band.
Yeah.
It was
like something you could hunt with. Like
But
people would throw them in the air and they'd come down basically daggers.
Yeah.
And kill people.
Like a spear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we had that when I was 5 or 6 years old. Like it was a big deal for my parents and their friends.
I got a basketball hoop and I was so bad at basketball. It was a terrible gift.
Basketball hoop was maybe one of my favorite
gifts
ever.
Like an outdoor basketball hoop. We set it up and all that. I'm like, why? I think I used it twice.
But we were so broke. My daddy, he just bought the rim and then made a backboard out of a piece of plywood and then found brackets to put it on the roof of our house.
There you go.
Just said, hey, there's your basketball hoop. $12, kids. Hope you enjoy it. A PSA to parents this year, I think, with the holidays approaching, this is off the story of Dak Prescott providing a holiday moment of joy by giving bikes to children. I read this story in the morning news today. Dak's so great. He's so gracious. He's arriving. He's giving the kids their gifts and everything. I just think, right now, if you're buying a bike for a kid, it is a fail. It is a massive fail.
Getting stolen, broken.
They just don't ride them.
They don't, yeah.
They have no interest in riding the actual bike, and then they're going to get shamed for not having a pedal assist bike or a scooter that's powered. I mean, some of these kids now are basically riding electric motorcycles around the neighborhood.
So if you get the Swin bike, you're looked down upon?
I couldn't get that feeling because just no kids are riding actual bikes.
Yeah, they're doing those scooters. You're right about that.
I think
that.
They look at it as work. Like, this is tiring. Jeez. Why would I want to ride this thing when I could ride that thing that goes 25 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour around the neighborhood?
Have to wear a helmet, yeah.
I mean, it was a major disappointment for me because as a kid, we were constantly riding bikes.
All the time.
It was transportation. It was entertainment.
Jumping over trash cans.
Yeah, trash cans, whatever.
Yeah, we did.
And
parkour.
Having the best time. I broke multiple Huffy bikes by getting too high and then coming down front tire.
Front tire,
You know, all these are life experiences that I was looking forward to my kids having. Bought her a nice bike.
Yeah.
It was probably 4 years ago. We've been on two bike rides, both mandated by me. So just save yourself the time and the money and throw that money at something else. I will not be surprised if before too long you're going into Walmart and Target. There's just no bikes. There's no regular bikes to buy because the demand's at an all-time low. All righty. we'll see if Lucius is back tomorrow. I don't know. You know, these things can be pretty tough to get all cleaned out. Like, they got to bring in a crew to make sure everything gets dried out and you don't have a mold problem. Like, it can be the beginning of a very, very long process to get the house back in order. So send love to Lucius on social. Let him know he's missed here on LA Live. And we'll get Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News, coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.